USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a carefully choreographed political event, moved to recognize the independence of separatist regions in eastern Ukraine. The pro-Russian leaders of the separatist group were shown on TV pleading with Putin to acknowledge their independence. That was followed by an hour-long broadcast speech that culminated with the signing of the recognition decrees. The move has increased war fears in Europe. Canadian lawmakers voted to extend emergency powers to allow police to quell any potential restarts of protest blockades by those opposed to COVID-19 restrictions. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the powers were still needed despite police ending a trucker convoy that blocked the downtown core of Ottawa, Canada's capital. Trudeau noted there were some truckers who might be planning further blockades. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.